At Staples, we have the experience and expertise to keep your facilities clean and safe. With over 5,000 professional-grade facilities and cleaning products in stock every day. And with next-day delivery available to over 98% of the U.S., you get what you need when you need it. Our experts can help you solve tough challenges, too. They average over 15 years of facilities experience, so you can be sure they understand your needs. That's the Staples Business Advantage. Sign up at staplesbusinessadvantage.com.
The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6-liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4-inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. Well, hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. And I'm here accompanied by my wonderful husband, Vince, once again. So say hi, Vince.
Hi, Vince.
So this is going to be a really interesting topic today.
Yeah, it's not going to be so much sexy as hopefully interesting.
Definitely interesting.
And might not be interesting to some people, but it'll be interesting.
Okay.
Well, if you're a single man, you're not going to give a fuck. But maybe you will. Maybe you'll get some pointers from us. I don't know.
All right, let's introduce the topic then, shall we?
Go for it.
Okay, this topic of today is going to be single men / married men in the lifestyle. But
what to look out for with quote unquote single men.
Right.
Okay. And this topic is being brought to you by Spunk Lube. So
there we go. Thank you.
One of the best lubricants on the market, if not the best lubricant on the market.
Never gets sticky or slimy or gooey. It just stays the way it should.
And the part you like that looks so much like real
spunk.
Human spunk.
Yeah. I tried shaving with the silicone one because we thought we'd be a good lubricant for shaving, like instead of using a shaving gel.
Okay.
I don't think I should have used the silicone one. I'm going to try the hybrid. I just happened to grab one of the bottles.
Sure.
And it worked well. Mm-hmm. It left my skin nice and smooth and everything.
Well, could you use it afterwards?
A good point.
Instead of using it to shave, why don't you use it to moisturize afterwards?
I'm going to try that tonight.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh, dare we dream.
Do I get to check what you shaved?
Yes.
All right. Hot damn, someone say.
All right. Get it all nice and smooth.
Yeah. It's always nice and smooth.
Sometimes I miss spots, you know.
Yeah,
you know?
Do. Yeah. My tongue has spots where the...
He's like, oh. Yeah, I'm like, oh, I miss that spot.
It's all good. Doesn't taste any different.
I don't like nubs either.
Well, tonight's topic is due to a lot of different things. So we'll probably kill the better part of an hour at this topic because we have a lot of different avenues to talk about with it.
There's a lot to unfold, a lot to unpack with this topic. Ooh. Doesn't sound like much, but it is.
Unpack. We're getting serious.
Yes, we are. Unpacking here, packing and unpacking.
That's a different kind of talk. I'm used to packing.
I bet you are.
I'm trying to get a beer deal so I can just think.
Stop it. Something you're just so not right.
Jack Daniels, maybe, maybe I'll get a KitchenAid because I just hate washing dishes. Fuck it. Never mind. Okay. Getting political. I'm sorry.
Well, you are the Susie homemaker of our relationship.
Well,
that's
of our relationship.
Sure.
Hey, I found another pair of glasses.
That's where glasses
my desk
go
is where my glasses go to die. I have no glasses in the house, and out here on top of my desk, I found like six fucking pair.
Well, that's where they are.
Maybe I should clean my desk. Shut up. Anyway, so single men. So the basis of this started with...
I'll let you explain that part.
Well, again, on a swinger website, you have a lot of people, a lot of men... Mm-hmm. Who are on there as single men. Let's just say some maybe and some maybe not.
So we have found out we're chatting with these guys and things are going good. And they're like, yeah, I want to come over. We're going to do this. We're going to do that.
Well, now you're talking about the most recent one, right?
The most recent one.
Yeah.
That's the one that's like really sticking. Yeah, we're chatting. He's got like, yeah, he's got a little kinky side to be fun, you know. And I told him a scenario I wanted to act out. And he's like, yeah, I'll be all over that. Sent me a little, an animated GIF of, you know, the whole thing. I was like, yeah, yeah, this is exactly what I want to do. This will be great. And then the day of, he's like, oh, I have to watch the kids. My wife has to go to this baby shower thing. She's not home yet. And I'm like, why wasn't this not, you know, transparency, people. Why wasn't I told this ahead of time so I would know? I was led to believe that you were single and obviously you're not. And I don't condone it, but you know what Vince and I always say, it's not going to mess up our relationship. You want to play in the playground, that's fine. But if it messes up your relationship, well, that's on you.
Ideally, our situation is not to play the married men. We're not trying to corrupt.
They don't present themselves.
We're not trying to corrupt anyone's marriage.
No.
We don't condone cheating.
No, I don't condone it.
It's very important we make that quite clear.
But he didn't present himself as a married man.
And we've had other people come by that... Everybody thinks that they're single until they're here and like, oh, I thought I'd tell you that I'm actually married.
And I'm
so
here.
I can't have my face in the video. It's like, okay, why weren't you up front with that? Again, that's going to be another part of this whole topic tonight is the honesty level. Look at me, Jesus God. That is... kind of crucial.
It would be nice.
Yeah. I mean, again, if you want to cheat on your wife or whatever, that's your business.
Yeah.
We really don't want to help you do that. But as far as, like, you're not going to fuck up our relationship.
Not even a little bit.
You know, your wife shows up on my doorstep bitching about my wife fucking your husband. I'm going to say, well, get naked. I'll fuck him. We'll call it even.
There you go.
You know?
Hey, there you go. It's,
we'll teach him a lesson, huh?
Oh, ooh.
You know, I'll tell
really
you what, I'll fuck you, and my wife will do you too. So you're going to go home where he only got to fuck my wife. So you're winning.
Yeah, look at you.
Look, you're ahead of the game. You're one up on him. Unless she's really ugly. Then you can have her alone.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you. You're so wonderful to me. Oh my God!
It is your podcast.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway,
and you're the wonderful husband part of it.
So, but yeah, I mean, we've my wife has given me permission because she doesn't really want to have sex anymore. Or we're in an open relationship. She can do what she wants, and I can do what I want. Then why do you have a single relationship? Or you get the married guys that are in a couple's profile.
Right.
And it's like, well, my wife has an illness that she doesn't have sex anymore. And what is that illness? Marriage. Me.
I don't know.
Yeah, but it's...
Or you get the old thing like, yeah, my wife is sick tonight, so I'm coming out just to play alone. It's like,
We should ask for a permission note signed by, or call your wife. Let me talk to her. Now, we did have one.
Oh, yes, we did.
We did have one guy came here. His wife sent him here.
Yeah, but she was all on board. That was cool. I got to reach out to him.
I reached out and she sent me something back about, you know, if you guys both want to come down or you want to send your husband again for, you know, for Donna to play with, that's fine. She's, oh, yeah, absolutely. It's like, all right. Again, it's all through email, so I can only assume it's
for real.
Yeah, he wasn't close by. He drove an hour and a half.
Yeah.
At least one way to get here. So,
that's a long haul.
But I've had talks more recently with Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's developed some playmates, and there's some gray area for Mickey with what exactly she's looking for. She's looking for fun, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But she's also, looking for someone to, I guess, fulfill part of what she doesn't have with her husband. And her husband is actually aware that she's out stripping people.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Very aware.
Yeah. I mean, Mickey wouldn't lie to us. She has no reason to lie to us.
Right.
And there's this one guy that she calls her favorite guy. And something went down the other night, you know. And, I mean, Mickey is away on vacation right now, unfortunately. Yeah, or she would be here. She would love to be here.
Get her on the show to explain this stuff.
Yeah. But, you know, she was... And I had told her, funny thing is, you were in the room. I was having a conversation with her on the phone about that some of these guys are not truthful. No, they're going to tell you they're single or whatever, but they're not.
What was the convoluted excuse he had that he had got to get
I'm going to get into that. I'm going to get into that. So
get into that. That was weird.
I'm building up to that in the sense of the story goes, like I said, the night before, just by chance, that, you know, her and I were on the phone, we're discussing, and I'm telling her, you know, just because you think the guy might be single or whatever, because she was like, well, you know, sometimes these guys, I just don't know what's up. Right. You know, like, they don't want to, they're all together about getting together, going out and fucking, but, like, I keep saying, hey, you guys want to go out and grab dinner? You want to go, you know? And they're like, no, I'm busy. I can't. I got work. I got this. I got that. And I'm like, well, maybe they got a wife. Maybe they got a girlfriend. Maybe they got both. Whatever. They're not, you know, they're looking for your beautiful woman.
Right.
And they can go fuck you.
Right.
And that's it. No strings attached, which you're in swing lifestyle. It's not a dating site.
Exactly.
Okay. This is a site that for people to just get laid.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple.
Yes.
You know. If you're looking for someone to have a quote-unquote relationship with, it's probably not the site.
Probably not.
Yeah. So, so with that said, apparently later that night, her friend called her up after her husband got home to take care of the kids and says, hey, I'm going out to go fuck a guy. So,
this is like 11 o'clock at night she left. It was
She went out at 11 o'clock at night. Yep.
Oh, good Lord.
And she went down to Center City and went to a very nice hotel and met the guy there. He was staying there for business, supposedly. This is the story as she tells it.
Right, exactly.
And she went in there. You know, she probably met him 12:30. And he tells her, oh, don't put your car in the valet because I can't have that expense on my card. Okay. So anyways, so then, you know, they do their stripping and everything else, and he leaves. Now, I brought it to her attention. He only lives within 30 minutes of where he was. Why would his company, quote unquote, put him up in a hotel?
Exactly. It would be like, you live a half an hour
Half an hour. Yeah. You know.
You wouldn't. They wouldn't do that.
And generally, I don't know what the guy does or doesn't do for a living. Most companies, unless you work for a very, very big company, even then, they're pretty cost conscious. Mm-hmm. They're not going to put you up in that hotel.
No,
that's the cheap room at this hotel is probably $250 a night. The cheap room. You know, the one next to the janitor's closet, you know, next to the ice machine, you know.
So it's not a no-tell motel.
No. This is where the celebrities stay when they're in Philadelphia. This is one of those hotels. It's
well, here's a question for you. Do you think that he probably got the room ahead of time and was like, did he know that he was going to hook up with Mickey? Did he know
that? I don't know. I don't know the details on all that.
You know, okay. It's like, so you get this fancy schmancy room and when nobody shows up, you're there in a fancy schmancy room by yourself.
I have a funny feeling he probably...
He probably was like, you know, multitasking.
I mean, again, she didn't give me all the details.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't need them.
Right.
And if I was going to ask for details, it'd be like, you know, tell me about more like, you know, what went on while you're fucking them or something. That's a lot more arousing to me than, like, what did he text you? You know.
No. I have a funny feeling he was texting multiple girls to see who
I can't say he was, and I can't say he wasn't. My funny feeling was that, you know, since he's 30 minutes from that hotel.
Only 30 minutes.
You know. Yes. Let's play the hypothetical situation that he is with somebody else. Okay? Whether it be married, dating, whatever. I'm going to go more with the married part that mm-hmm. it's like, oh, I can't have that expense on my, mm-hmm. you know, you could say I had a business meeting at this hotel and I got a little inebriated. So I didn't want to drive. So I got a room real quick to sleep some of it off. That could be a good excuse.
That could be a good excuse.
Okay. Of course, Uber would have cost less.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
A 30-minute Uber ride would cost you
the most,
$100. Okay? That room was a lot more than $100. And then to say, oh, don't put your car in the valet. I don't want to pay, I can't have that on my tab. Well, why would you have two if let's say your significant other sees your credit card bill and sees two valet charges.
Well, here's the thing. Wouldn't Mickey pay for her own valet? It shouldn't be on his at all. Well, she would pay for it.
Well, in all fairness, if I was going to entertain a woman, mm-hmm. you know, and had to go get a hotel room, if I was doing something behind your back, which luckily I don't need to. I would sit there and, you know, treat to dinner, treat for room, treat for the valet or whatever.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, I mean, first of all, I wouldn't have gone to Center City, but that's me. But I guess that's she's trying to impress her. I don't know. There's too many unknowns there.
This whole thing is just so convoluted and weird. I'm like, I just don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, so she said to me the next day, she was talking about this, and I don't know what to take of it. I said, make of it. I said, he's got somebody else. And she was kind of a little heartbroken, you know, because she thought it's like, oh man, you know, but it's like the guy meets you in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Don't put you on a valet kind of thing or whatever. He lives 20 to 30 minutes away.
that was a big red flag for me. You don't live that far. There's no reason.
A company wouldn't put you up in that hotel.
Nope.
You know, you're not going to expense that hotel
easily.
So I don't know what he does. She doesn't know what he does.
That's the other thing. You don't know anything about this person. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just don't.
If you live that far away, why wouldn't you just say, meet me at my house or my apartment or mm-hmm. condo or whatever? Why would you?
Maybe he doesn't want her to know. Now, I'm playing mm-hmm. not devil's advocate.
That's fine.
Well, he's legitimately single. He doesn't know Mickey. She might be one of those psycho bitches that falls in love.
No, they've met before.
I know, but they've only met, they don't have a huge history together.
But they've never met at his house.
Exactly. He might be afraid that she might be psycho or turn into psycho or become psycho and start stalking him or, you know, fall in love with him. Let's pretend
a married woman with three kids that looks like her, you're worried about being psycho for you?
It could happen. It could happen. He doesn't know her background and that she has.
Yeah, I don't think it's the.
You don't think
no,
that
as well that as as well as we both know Mickey.
He doesn't know her the way we.
Yeah, but
that.
No, she's. You get to know Mickey quickly. She's not isn't really shy about pulling punches or anything. You know, she tells you kind of how it is.
He might still think that.
Yeah, he might.
Keep his little lovers like at an arm's length. They're fun to fuck. I'll keep them out here. That way they don't know anything about my personal life.
Yeah, it could be. But again, now getting back to some of our experiences that people that, you know, we had the one guy who lives close to here come by and he's like, well, I'm married.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Got to hide my face. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm really looking for someone to do some stuff my wife won't do.
My wife won't do. Yeah.
You know, I mean,
at least he's honest about it. I can give him that.
But there's been a few guys that I've always questioned, like, are they with somebody or whatever? Like, hell, there's that one guy who is single, but he just started dating someone. He came over here. He's like, oh, I just started dating her a couple of weeks ago. And he says, you know, we haven't had sex yet. He says, so, you know, he came over here and he shot a video with you real quick.
Yeah, real quick.
You know, big cum load. And he goes, okay, I got to go. I got to go pick her up. We're going out to dinner, you know, which was fine.
I don't care.
We're not looking for, especially him, can't have an intelligent conversation with him anyway.
Sometimes that happens.
Yeah. You know, not everyone can be me. But
few people are, babe. You people are. I mean, I meant that in a good way. You're so unusual and so articulate and fun to be with. And
don't make me hit the button. I'll hit that button.
Don't hit that button. Nope. Leave it alone.
If you only knew how to erase it.
I wouldn't.
So anyway, but yeah, so if when you're, if you're looking for single men to play with in any fashion,
right,
you have to do some screening or not care.
Right. We just, you know.
We care, but we don't care.
Yeah.
We're not actively soliciting people that are married.
No, but sometimes they present themselves. I guess is what pisses me off. They present themselves one way, and you find out, like, a week or so later that there's something else. And it's like, dude, I don't give a fuck what you are one way or the other. But, you know, transparency. And he kept saying, well, to be transparent. And I was like, yeah, sure, now you're
You gotta be see-through.
You gotta be see-through, yep.
I'm sorry, my skin has pigment. You can't see-through me.
Well, he revealed his real name to me, and I'm like, I don't care. Whatever name you're using, that's the name I'm using. So
I don't
care about that. And then this whole thing came out in the wash because we were supposed to get together last night, and he kept like, you know, well, you know. Then he's like, well, you know, I'm here with the kids, and the wife's out, and blah, 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 blah. I'm like.
And when we talked to him on the phone, he seemed like the most upfront,
genuine,
polite. And I'm going to say he's not polite.
Still was polite.
At no point in that conversation, for someone who's had the characteristics that he has,
yeah,
I would have thought in the beginning he would say, listen, I'm married. Is this going to be an issue?
Yeah.
We've had people like that.
Yep. I'd rather have them come out and say, look, this may be a deal breaker for you, but here it is. I'm going to lay it on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that a whole lot more. It's like, hey, you know what? Like we said 1,000 times, it's not going to ruin our relationship.
Yeah, but Vince again, we're strong. Not trying to.
No, I we're not trying to solicit that. But if you have that, then it's okay. We can work.
Well, usually the thing that stops guys with us that are married is the fact that we sit there and go, well, you know, we shoot video. Yeah. You got to sign release. Well, oh, I can't risk it. My wife. Okay, bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Yeah.
You know, your wife watches porn?
Maybe.
If your wife watches porn, you probably wouldn't need to be here without her.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only like 10 or 12 porn videos out there that
they is it that many?
People can find out.
Let's see. There's Debbie Does Dallas. There's Two Girls in a Cup.
There's Insatiable.
Nope, don't know. No. Oh, Behind the Green Door.
Behind the Green Door. Yeah. There's only like 12 porn videos out there. Oh, okay. Well, so she'll definitely find you.
And how do you find that one site with porn on it? Just one.
Just one. Exactly. That always amazes me with people. It's like, unless you're a real porn hound, we've had guys come back and say that they have found like older videos of mine on like X-Hamster or one of
whatever,
those. Like, yeah, whatever that was. And I was like, wow, that was like 1,000 years ago. So, I mean, if you're a real porn hound, you'll find people.
Oh, it depends on what you look for, too.
Yeah, I don't know. He even found like the old name I used to use, too, which was really weird, you know. So I don't know how, because he was like, is this you? I'm like, yeah, but that's like 10 years old.
No, it's another 4'11" redhead woman that looks similar to me.
Yeah, it was my doppelganger, gangle bobber.
I thought you had shots for it and cleared up.
Well, now it came back.
Surgery next, get your doppelganger cut off.
But yeah, so
if I told you not to push when you shit, you get doppelgangers.
Doppelgangers, gangle bobbers, whatever. I don't know. But
little boxing bag.
Oh, that's awful. So if you're a porn hound, you'll find things. We've also had other guys that are definitely porn hounds, and they found.
Oh, sure. There's some real.
They found like videos that we had shot with them on other sites that they're pirating our material, our content. So, you know, God bless you guys, you porn hounds.
Yeah, and the sites that I had to go contact them and have them removed, I'm like, how the fuck did you find this?
It was so obscure.
It was like fucking Rajesh's porn studio or something. Like, what the fuck says? And it's like, not for nothing, I've got the hottest videos. No, you don't, dude. They're not yours.
They're not yours. There's,
So, but so the single man dynamic, again, getting back to the whole original concept, isn't just the married guy too. And we've touched on this before. I just had some more email from people like that don't read the profile.
Oh my God.
If you're a single man and you're looking to approach a woman and or a couple, okay, make sure you read the profile.
All right. When did this guy respond to
there's
you?
There's ones like, oh, I think we should meet and see where it goes.
Where it goes. No,
it's like, did you see anything about the video in there? Because then I'll respond to some of these guys like, you okay with signing the release? Release for what? If you read the profile, asshole, it says about shooting video and we distribute the videos and you'd have to sign a release. Oh, no, I can't do that. Well, you can't read either, apparently. So shut the fuck up and get the fuck off, you know.
Stop wasting my time.
Again, we've talked about this part. Rude motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll fuck your wife.
Oh, dude, yeah, another one?
I don't need someone to fuck my wife.
That's not what
not a void there. We got that covered.
We're good. We're good. We don't, you know what? We could shut this whole motherfucker down tomorrow, and we will be fine. We don't need to.
Well, your part, right? No, not me.
Yeah, honey, whatever.
I wouldn't have my fun with girls.
You can have your fun with girls, whatever you want to do, babe.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, we if we wanted to.
Oh, you mean we'd still say swinging, just not videotaping?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or we could just shut down everything, swinging and everything.
Oh, whoa. Hey,
how bite your tongue, woman. How dare you.
Say, put some damn.
See, you made me hit the button. Don't make me hit that button.
Well, what I'm saying is we don't need to do this. And that they're not doing us a favor. My husband can't fuck me. I need your dick.
I fuck her over every day.
There you go. Oh, he fucks me good and hard, boy.
Donna, the sink's full of dirty dishes. Donna, I left big skid marks in the toilet. You need to clean them up.
Yay.
Actually, they're usually yours. They're
Oh, there's transparency. Yep. This makes good podcast material right there.
We're real people. What do you mean to tell you? But, no, and that's why single guys... Again, we've talked about this briefly before.
That's what gives them a bad name.
Bad name. I mean, a lot of times some parties don't want single guys there. They're pushy.
Yes.
Ignorant. Not all. I'm saying some. Right. There are a lot of really great guys out there.
Right. Don't be pushy. Don't be pushy.
Yeah.
Be respectful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really pretty simple. But, you know, it's the few that ruin it for the many.
Sure.
You know, stop. Don't misrepresent yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay. We even had one guy. The picture he had on his profile was not him. He got it off of God knows where.
Wasn't even close.
Wasn't even close. We're like, dude.
It was a younger person in the pictures. Now, the dude had a decent body on him. He was in good shape. He wasn't a fat fuck.
He was fun to play with, too. But it was like, why don't you just put your body in there? Just don't shoot your head. You're fine. There's nothing wrong with your body.
Well, he's a professional, and I guess, you know, everybody at his work has seen his cock.
You know what? We even had one guy that was like, oh, can we put a Band-Aid over my birthmark? I'm like, dude, if somebody has seen...
You have to tell him where the birthmark was.
It was like on his thigh.
It was on the top of his thigh. On the front top of his thigh.
It's like, dude.
If you're... Well, you know who he's worried about? He goes, I don't know whether he played golf or was tennis or whatever, and his buddies... when they go inside to the clubhouse or whatever and they shower, I mean, it's like, well, what are you showering with these guys?
That's his business,
but whatever.
So they saw his birthmark.
So your buddies are going to see that you were fucking a beautiful woman.
Perish the thought.
Man,
here's the thing.
If my buddies found out.
Your buddies know. You brag. You call them up. Hey, guess who? Guess who's pussy I just ate? Guess who I was just with? Yeah, finally.
I know you're getting that there. Yeah.
You're like, well, not just that one,
but there's been others.
You have pussy juice on your beard and mustache and stuff, and you're like, hey, buddy, guess what? Guess who I just did?
Well, you know,
his
because
he's like, next one. Hey.
Well, our buddy Steven, too. I have to send him stuff. Steven, you know, for some reason, Steven thinks he needs to, like, bow in front of me or something like that.
Oh, my God, Steven, you don't need to bow
No, you don't need to bow in front of me, no. You know, just a genuflex, fine. But, but
yeah, you're bragging about it.
Well, it's not so much the accomplishment of the quality that I get to have. And again, that this might also be a little bitch slap for the people that critiqued how I make fun of myself sometimes. Like, okay, dude, I'm just making fun of myself. Relax. You know? Get a sense of humor, okay?
If you can't make fun of yourself, then you shouldn't be making fun of anybody.
I mean, I don't think I'm all that in a bag of chips. And the pussy I get is way above my pay grade. You know, like we've been talking about, we're going to a bondage party, the house party we had for your birthday.
Yes.
The, there's going to be like 10 couples there.
Wow, is so 10 now?
I thought it was like... Well, counting us.
Oh, okay.
And there's going to be two single women. One of is Mickey, who's coming with us. So there's a chance.
You're going to be eating a whole lot.
I could be... Yeah. I could be
eating a whole lot of pussy.
I could be doing a whole lot of stuff.
A whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, I could be. Coming, I know my tongue could come home and I could cast.
Very, very busy.
But yeah, I know of three women that are possibly four. If there's a pussy I don't eat that night, it might be only yours.
Oh well, I get mine later.
Yeah,
that's fine.
But I might sprain my tongue.
Yeah. Been there, done that.
That old tongue.
Oh, that old pussy.
but again, at that party. There's going to be nine cocks there for you, too.
Holy shit. There was only, what, three? Six? Three. Three last time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. And so there's a bunch of them that we haven't met yet.
But we will.
Well, yeah. So.
Yeah, I think that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I have to find something sexy to wear.
For a little bit.
It's all about impressions, dear. It's like when you walk through the door, you have to make your first impression is the only impression.
I think the only impression I'm going to get when I walk in that door is a couple of them coming up and jumping on top of me to kiss me and stuff. So
I'd be like, how's that tongue? Yeah. I think you need to come out with your tongue like in a little... like
scarf.
Tongue
cozy. Tongue cozy, keeping it warm.
Yeah, keeping it warm. Like,
doing tongue ups. Ah, tongue up. But but more importantly, more relevant.
Okay.
Okay, getting back to the single men topic.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
No, it's okay. Keep so let's kind of wrap that one up.
Okay.
And also go to hotwifedonnalynn.com and you can find all the places you can find Donna, all her pictures and videos and stuff like that. You find this podcast. But if you're listening to it, you already know where to find the podcast.
Obviously.
If you want to email us, and we are still having a contest.
Oh,
one has written in yet. We have a couple winners, but but that was from before. We have like two. Two winners,
nice
Steven.
Yep.
And we're going to send some to Logan and Autumn. Yep. So we still have some Spunk Lube to give away. Okay, so.
And these are the 8 ounce little bottles that we
these
have?
These are supposedly 8 ounce bottles.
Okay.
Which is, it's a lot.
It's you wouldn't think so, but yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. A little goes a long way. Let me just tell you that.
Yep.
You just can't, like, dump it out because you'll be slipping and sliding.
Yeah, you will. But so if you send us an email to hotwifepodcast@gmail.com, and I got something in my eye.
Yeah, what are you doing over
there?
I don't
know. I got something in my eye. It hurts. And
don't rub it.
I'm trying to get it out. There's something in there.
Oh, my God. He's worse than a kid. Don't rub your don't rub your eye. You're going to scratch your cornea.
I don't know. It might just be an eyelash, but, you know, it feels like a goddamn log.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's better. So what can we make the question real quick? Just make it something simple. Okay, send us the answer to what is 2 + 2?
You might want to be a little more like, okay, whatever you want to
Okay, so just send us an email to hotwifepodcast @gmail.com.
What sound does a doggy make?
Oh, no, that's a broad one. What's the answer? You could say bark, woof, arg,
bow,
whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, whatever. No, that's, no. 2 + 2 is what?
Oh, I'm not going to answer that because I don't want to give away the answer.
You don't have a calculator.
I don't have fingers.
Take you the shoes
have,
off.
You don't have enough toes. It's just awful. My God.
Wrong
square
division.
Root of.
Let me go get my scientific calculator. Call fucking NASA to see if I can tap into their computer system.
There you go. Figure that one out, man. I'm telling you.
It's not worried about the trajectory of satellites. I need to calculate 2 + 2.
Well, the kids, would they have the whole new math? Like, we always had like a multiplication table, but your daughter came to me. I mean, this is years ago. They had a multiplication lattice.
No, I thought it was division lattice.
No, it was a multiplication lattice.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck is it? What are they trying to grow plants?
Okay.
So that's what we'll need to figure out this
one. hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. What's the answer to 2 + 2?
Oh, my God. You know nobody's listening to this,
so,
right?
Well, people listen, but they just don't interact, you know?
That's fine.
So,
I don't care.
I get it. They're listening. I appreciate you listening.
I just appreciate you listening.
And all you got to do is send us that email, and then we're going to contact you, get your address, and have Spunk Loop send you a free 8-ounce bottle.
Yep.
It's, you know, it's a great product. I'm telling you, you're not going to go wrong there.
Especially if you're doing a lot of anal. I'm just saying. Not that I always need lube for anal because my butt is just
self-lubing.
Something like that. Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. More turned on again.
Yeah, Mickey made a comment about that. She goes, "How does Donna just take it right in the ass with no lube or anything?" I said, "Self-lubricating. If you get worked up."
If I get worked up, that's one thing. And also, the guys with, he's doing something really cool with like with spit, a lot of spit play. You know, he was like, you know, spread my ass cheeks and like really spit into my ass. And spit really is not a bad lubricant if you have a good saliva. Like, I'm kind of a dry person. Sorry. I'm not as.
I know.
Just to fuck you. I don't have enough saliva production to really get a good spit going.
No, when you try to watch you spit on a guy's cock, it's just like, she's blowing air kisses.
Well, sometimes I can get a long stringy one. I'm like, oh, good, finally. But
yeah. But anyway, so this Friday, you're going on a hot date.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Well,
this is something news that I haven't heard yet?
No. It's like we've been shopping for a new car for me because mine's ready to die. No. That's okay. We're going to do that Thursday, not Friday?
Yeah, we'll do it Friday. Thursday, I mean.
It's kind of exciting getting a new car, but, you know, I'm going on a hot date.
Because you shot twice with this guy.
Yes. He's really good, really
nice guy.
Fun.
Really nice. Super easy to talk to guy.
Yep.
He's a professional.
Yep. So he'll be fun.
He's a very well-educated gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And
we'll probably go up for, he says, are you okay with Italian food? I'm like, yeah. I mean, I don't.
So he's taking to buy a slice of pizza?
Probably.
Okay.
I'm good with that. Yeah, you know, elegance is, I'm all about elegance. Look at me.
Don't forget to put a napkin in the front of your shirt.
There you go. Nothing says elegance like a napkin in the front of your shirt.
And, now, I guess you guys are coming back here.
I would imagine.
Okay.
I'll find out more from him.
Yeah, I guess you're going to need to.
I guess so.
All right. Well, then I'll have to, you know, go make myself scarce or something.
Yeah, since this is not a shooting thing, so it just
it's just
for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That'd be fun. You know, show a little appreciation for, you know, the inconvenience and sometimes the awkwardness that you have to go through with if you're not used to being in front of camera. Like mm-hmm. I'm so used to being in front of a camera.
And he's a very quiet, reserved individual.
Mm-hmm. Like getting him to speak up is just like pulling
a
little bit.
Well, when we sit and talk, he's fine.
He's fine, but we put him.
I wonder where, I mean, obviously he's not taking it to a pizzeria, but
you don't know that. It might be a fancy pizzeria.
Might be.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea where he plans on taking you. Or you have to figure out what time he's picking you up.
6:30.
Oh, okay. I have not been privy to the...
I'm sorry. Was that being transparent enough for you?
No. Sorry.
Should I send you a little email, a little memo?
No, that's fine. That's cool. That's cool. You know, well, I might have to go hang out at the cigar shop or something for a little bit.
Sure, whatever.
Yeah. Well, I could just actually come down here.
Or, yeah. Whatever you want to do, dear. Whatever you want to do. Well, should we send you pictures and FaceTime nonsense?
No, he's got problems with that. Okay. He is a little camera shy.
Just a little bit, not too bad.
He's getting better. Yeah, he's getting better. Yeah.
Some people you can groom them into getting used to the camera. It is. I guess we take our setup for granted, like the bright lights and the ring light. And
how many fucking years have you been doing it?
I don't know. On and off, though. Yeah.
It's not. I'm not camera shy at all because I'm behind the camera.
Well, there you go.
So my performance behind the camera, flawless.
Oh, flawless.
Fucking, I can come on cue.
Yes, you can.
And all the other letters on my keyboard.
You're just that good, babe.
I have it wrapped in cellophane, so I don't ruin any more keyboards.
Good for you. You learned.
It took me a few. Oh, I have to do something with this mixing board, so I don't ruin that.
Oh, but yeah. We can't get them all gooped up.
Who knows?
It'll be fine. It'll be a good time. So we'll have this great party, which I'm really looking forward to because these are really good people. So this will be a really fun party.
Okay, we're back to the party. Yeah, okay, yeah. I was still on the hot date.
Yeah, well, the hot date is one. That's going to be a good, fun thing. But this party is going to be another, especially with dragging Mickey along with us. Oh, my God.
Now, the only thing it's going to be...
What?
Well, Mickey's not into the BDSM world no more than I am.
It doesn't need to be.
No, but it's going to be exposed. But in some ways, she is. Like, she enjoys a little roughness, her hair being pulled and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, I was talking to her about that. We haven't really talked about my birthday thing much.
I think she just wants to forget that.
Do you
think
she doesn't want to forget it.
That didn't happen.
No.
Too much whiskey.
She regrets that part, but no. Our conversation is that as much as she doesn't want to play with friends, I don't think she's ruled out. I think she's kind of like, yeah, it's going to happen again.
Well, here's the thing. If she plays with you, you're totally safe. You're not going to be stalking her.
She's had guys, like one guy who was her friend that she did play with, like the next day is like, hey, can we go out tomorrow? Hey,
All of a sudden he's up her ass. Yeah. You're not going to be like that. It's going to be if the opportunity happens to come about and it's, you know, all of the planets align or whatever it takes. And it happens, fine. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. It's not a big deal.
Well, I told her about the concept of, you babysitting your kids while her and I go on a hot date. She goes, that's kind of hot.
Yeah, I could do that.
I said, Donald's gone on plenty of hot dates, you know. I haven't had any.
No, you haven't.
Nope.
Of course, I never had to babysit kids. I guess I'll be okay.
No, they're old enough to babysit themselves. You just got to be there. God forbid something happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I'm not going to come there and find you like duct taped to a chair or something, set you on fire or whatever. I mean, I have to pay him a lot of money for that.
Yeah, a whole lot of money.
But
I think those kids are probably big enough now that they're bigger than me.
Yeah. I mean, Mickey's on vacation right now, but I think she's coming home Wednesday, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Who knows? I might be able to have a hot date Friday night, too.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Then I can't babysit.
Well, no, she might not need to. Who knows? Yeah. Anyway, I won't get into it, but sometimes her kids have a different thing they do on Friday night.
Okay.
I don't want to get into it.
Yeah, so they'll be doing their different
things. They could be doing their other,
activities.
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
So, we'll see. I don't know.
Hey, who knows?
Whatever.
Her husband.
I haven't talked to her about it because the hot date thing just happened, arranged Friday night.
Just a few days ago. Sure.
So, but anyway, the hot date thing will be fun.
Yeah.
You know, and I think. You might get a better performance. Don't we use that word?
Mm, yeah, definitely can use that
out word. Of him.
Sure.
You know, again, having cameras, lights, and a husband watching you. Essentially, I mean, I'm not like I'm sitting there like staring at him. But, I mean, I am looking at what the cameras are seeing.
Yeah,
so,
baby, that's hot.
I'm in the same room, and you know, I'm looking at the monitor of what the cameras are shooting, and.
Depending, if you're in the bedroom, you're in that little nook, which is kind of nice. You're kind of off to the side.
Yeah, but he still knows I'm right there. You know, now he's got to be comfortable enough. He knows I'm not being weird. I'm not sitting there jerking off or whatever.
God, I mean, that's just so
I'm not dropping my camera in the hot tub or anything.
Well, I guess it's because I'm so used to you and I being together on these kind of things. I'm like, what do other couples do? Like, if there's another couple and they bring in a single man.
Well, a lot of times it's a threesome then.
Ah, okay.
Or, I mean, it depends on what they're into. If they're into cuckolding, which that's a whole other show we should cover is cuckolding. Yeah. If they're into cuckolding, you know, then there's some possible humiliation involved. There's whatever, you know.
Oh, yeah, the sky's the limit. There's so many different variations of being a cuckold. It goes from just.
Well, that's a whole other show. Let's not get into that now, okay?
Yeah, but there's a whole range. That's a whole
other
show.
Write that here on my calendar. If I find a fucking pen.
In the drawer, there's a pen.
Yeah. Okay.
Right hand side.
I don't need to go in the drawer. I got one right here on my clean desk. My desk is a fine, organized machine.
Mess.
Okay.
Mess. That's what it is.
Okay, there it is, written right there.
There you go.
It depends. I mean, you know, again, I don't know. Not that I was going to join in or anything because I don't want to be on camera. But, you know, we've met guys who are all about doing a threesome, and there's some guys like, nope, just me.
Yeah. It depends on who you're talking to, what their comfort level is. Yeah, I would love to, you know, get into doing more threesomes, but getting two guys that are comfortable with each other and me is like,
And you have a couple guys that are not only comfortable with that, but they also like, he's hot.
Yeah.
We haven't heard from the one guy in a while.
No. Hey, you know what?
Yeah, whatever.
I don't care.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, again, that's what I was getting into, too, what you talked about brief earlier in the show.
Okay, what's that?
How, maybe we didn't, I wanted to, because we talked about earlier today, I'll put it that way, that we found a lot of times, like, once you meet somebody and you play with them a half dozen times, it tapers off.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, it's like being in a relationship. It's not as exciting anymore. It becomes old hat. I mean, and that's one of the things, in all honesty, with swinging that makes it erotic, is that you get to have something different.
You have a different meal every day.
Well, it's like those big assorted boxes of candy, you know? You don't know. You pick a guy or you pick a piece of candy out, and if you don't read the lid on the fucking candy, you don't know what you're getting.
You got to poke them all to find the one you like.
There you go, so to speak. In your cases, let them poke you. And
there you go, find the one you like.
Find the one you like. And even then, the guy poking you is going to sit there and go, hey, it was fun and everything, but it's like, okay, it's starting to be the same. Okay, I've done that. I'll go back. Okay, I don't need to see that person every 2 weeks. Yeah, I can go maybe back every 3 months.
Sure.
You know, but in the meantime, I'm going to go poke this one.
Yep.
You know, and that's kind of what I'm trying to convey to Mickey. She thinks she's going to get a stable of like four guys that are going to be regulars. And it's like, no, that's not how it works.
It doesn't seem to. We've had a lot of guys.
No matter how beautiful and how great you might be and everything else, at some point guys are like, okay. I've done that.
I've had her.
Time. that notch is well into my bedpost. Let's get another one.
Yep.
You know, I only get one for that person. Not how many times I got laid. I just get one for that person. So that's one of the things of swinging, you know.
That's definitely, the swinging world. To some degree, we have seen couples that actually have relationships within their couples group. And they play on a regular basis. They have social time. I mean, they have a bond, a real bond. Mm-hmm. And they don't play all the time. They, you know, they hang out. They have barbecues. They, you know, go to their kids, you know, whatever, you know, recitals or whatever. Sure. And they have an actual bond that's there. And they play whenever.
Bushmill.
There you go, babe.
A little Irish.
Which I kind of, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, we won't have that same availability with Mickey because of her husband.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure her husband wouldn't mind touching you, just not the same in return. Okay, let's put it this way.
Okay.
If some of those things, and we won't get into it.
Yeah.
If some of those things about him
could be corrected.
Got cleaned up.
Yeah, got corrected.
Yeah. Would you play with him?
Sure. I like big, burly guys. He's a big, burly guy.
Okay.
I've always been attracted to big, burly guys. Hence you.
Okay.
He's kind of, it's not a. Not
I just had to quick do a little visual comparison to me and him.
He's probably bigger than you.
He's dropped some weight.
Okay.
Yeah, no, but he's, I think he's broader than I am. He's and broad. I'm broad.
You're broad. I'm broad. He's even broader than you. Yeah. So, yeah, one picture they had with him. Like
he and I would be the front line of the football team.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah.
And there's that one picture, he's in the snow, and he's got the new goatee. I'm like, who's that?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that's Nikki's husband. I was like, well, what?
Yeah.
He actually looks good. What the fuck? I mean,
I
don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, again, he entertained her for a lot of years.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, but just that, you know, it's got to clean up a few things.
Yeah, that's true.
But,
that's
true. Yeah, these people that have, like, the couples really hit it off. And I still think, and I could be wrong with this, and right. We kind of migrated to a different topic here, that when couples get along so well,
mm-hmm.
I still think, and I could be 110% wrong, and I usually am,
okay,
that there's still one component of that is the part that keeps that relationship strong, and the other ones do it to take it for the team.
Oh, you think?
From what I witnessed, like the couple hosting this party.
Mm-hmm.
The husband is the dominant one.
Oh, he's absolutely the dominant one.
Okay. I think it's a matter of what does he want? So
you think his wife kind of
like just the one couple that the last woman I played with,
mm-hmm.
he was like, you couldn't see it because you were blindfolded. He was all about her.
Oh, okay.
He paid her attention over his wife and especially over the other woman.
Oh.
Everyone overpassed that other woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's why I gave that other woman attention and.
She seemed real nice.
No, she was fine.
Huge boobs. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Got those big, meaty boobs in my face.
Yeah, you did. With those big fucking piercings.
Oh, my God.
Fucking pull-up rings, man. If I could do pull-ups. She's a larger woman. Not offensive large, but
she's definitely larger. She's definitely a curvy girl.
Yeah.
Definitely
she's curvy. Not necessarily BBW, but not far.
She could definitely be BBW.
Yeah, she'd be, but not like.
Not disgusting, slovenly BBW. Yeah. Just like but she's
facially, she's gorgeous.
She's got some fluff on her.
Yeah, she does.
And just these gigantic boobs. You're going to have fluff.
And a very sweet pussy.
There you go.
So, but anyway, during that time, okay, when you were blindfolded and being paid attention to, when he wasn't paying attention to you, he was all over that other woman.
Oh, the other girl, huh?
Yeah. And. You could see, or I could see, that there was a definite fascination with him, with her.
Oh.
And she was reciprocal to it.
Okay.
And I think that was one of her apprehensions with playing with me. It's like, well, you know, I have my husband and I have him.
Right.
You know, who are you? You know, you're not wearing leather with your dick hanging out.
As so many of the guys were.
The three other gentlemen there were. Yes, I was not. I was fully dressed. I don't own anything leather other than work gloves and shoes.
Ooh, and nothing else. Don't wear anything else.
When I'm wearing my leather boots, work boots, and my leather gloves, that's when you get the hottest for me.
Oh, it is the hottest.
Ooh, look at him. He's building decks. Ooh, he's
got the biggest deck, baby.
Look at him take down that tree, baby. Yeah. Yeah, anyway.
we have our own warp sense of eroticism.
Using that as my basis for what I was saying
mm-hmm.
about when you have two couples that are best friends.
Right.
Okay. I generally think, I'm not saying they all four of them don't get along.
Right.
But I think a lot of that is based on the fact that one member of each relationship has a little more fondness for each other
right.
than, let's say, the other two. Like we talked about the dynamics of two couples.
God.
It's the same thing.
It's terrible.
Two of them are saying, hey, they're fun.
Right.
I have no problem playing with XYZ.
Right.
And everything else. But, you know, I mean, I know my wife really enjoys him.
Right.
and I don't mind playing with her. But, right. you know, I know someone, my wife really enjoys playing with him. Right. So it's kind of that, it's like, I win also, but she's winning even more. Right. And, you know, and that's my
You're concept. Kind of taking one for the team, but yeah, it's again, okay. Again,
you get so involved in that stuff
right.
that I'm sitting back and I could see
right,
the
right.
dynamics. And again, easy for me to say, a people watcher. Right. So, yeah, I see that being, because we've seen other groups that the couples are best friends.
Right.
You know, there's a couple we used to share the studio with as an example.
Mm-hmm.
And they were good friends with that other couple. And it worked out because the girl, the wife of who shared the studio with, she loved big cock.
Right, right.
And the other couple, the husband had a big cock, but he was kind of remotely interested.
Right.
But the husband of the couple that mm-hmm. we shared the studio with was totally enamored with his wife.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
So I'm just saying that there are just two examples I'm talking about. But
yeah, it's a whole different dynamic yeah. when it comes to couples. I
just, yeah, but so anyway, yeah, so the party on the 29th, and we'll record the podcast on the 30th.
The aftermath.
There are 30 days in April, right?
30 days, half September, April, June, yes.
Okay.
April, June, so we'll record November,
it. It'll go out on May 1st, I guess yeah. it will be. So, wow. But yeah. And maybe we'll get Mickey on the show, too, so she can tell about what she witnessed.
We got to do that.
What she witnessed and hopefully, God willing, experienced.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? So they're going to be like, she's going to be like fresh meat in a lion's pit, you know?
No, they're real respectful.
They are, but you know they'll be like looking or going, yeah, man, I can't wait to get my claws into her, boy.
Well, depends, you know. What they want, they wanted to do that for you for how many years?
Oh, right, yeah, years.
You know, and, you know, it depends on what she sees as far as what they're doing, whether she wants that done to her or not.
Exactly.
Worst case scenario, I'm with her.
Yeah, that's so poor thing.
And I'll ruin some of their furniture.
Bring her drop cloth. Just
yeah.
saying.
Oh, if I get her to... Let me, well, if she's sober and I get to do it to her,
right.
oh, I'm going to drain every goddamn drop out of her. She'll be.
Bring a drop cloth.
Fuck yeah.
She anyway. Won't be sober. She'll be drinking something. Come on.
Well, yeah, but she won't be drunk like she was.
Oh, yeah.
That night, so.
You were but, so drunk.
So anyway, back to the single guy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Took the long way around the block.
Well, and we also, the hot wife thing. So next week's show, we'll be talking about your hot wife.
Experience, night. Yeah.
Yeah, your date.
Hot date.
Hot date. Yeah. Mm. And
that'd be fun.
Yeah, it's always fun, you
it
know.
Is.
And then after he leaves or drops you off or whatever, you know, we go and play. And you tell me, you know,
what was so good.
What
about
kind
it?
Of fun you had?
Yeah,
I mean, I know he loves fucking your ass.
Does he?
Friday night, first place he put his dick besides your mouth was right in your ass.
It's only because of the height
only.
Difference.
Only because.
No, it's only because of the height difference. When he was doing me doggy, my ass was, it was the upper hole and he's a little taller.
I guarantee you, you give a guy an option of pussy or asshole, 9.5 out of 10 times, a guy's going right for the ass. Because they want what they generally can't get elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know, other
there's
places.
Not that much difference. There's not me. It's, there's not well, that much difference.
Okay. You're through menopause, so it's not a difference for you.
Right.
But someone younger than you that can still get pregnant.
Anal's you know, a good alternative.
Yeah. Anal, you're not worried about her calling you, you know, in a month and going, we have to talk. You know?
Okay, Dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you celebrate Father's Day? Because you're going to start. Well, not that that would necessarily happen to everybody, but, you know, I mean. There are people, so just saying. But anyway, yeah, so we're almost into an hour.
Okay.
So sum it up.
How am I supposed to sum it up? Okay, single guys, be respectful. Read.
You're trying to pick a single guy.
Oh, you're trying to pick a single guy. Screen them.
Well, okay, what's your advice to people looking for a single guy?
Okay, if you're looking for a single guy... Be aware that maybe everything isn't as it seems. There might be some underlying things that they're not telling you. Be aware of those things. And if you're not okay with that, put it on the table. Say, okay, are you married or are you not? If this is something that really is going to be a deal breaker, then it's going. You need transparency. Transparency is really important. Mm-hmm. And if it's really not, but you're not like thrilled with it, then you can go either way with it. You know, they seem like, you know, a decent guy, but they're just being kind of a douche to their wife or whatever their situation is that we don't know about. You know, whatever.
Depends what you're looking to do. You just want to fuck the guy, then maybe you don't want to worry about it. If you're looking to have something maybe ongoing.
Then it might be something to worry about. Exactly.
So now, if you're a single guy looking to meet people, your advice?
Oh, well, we went over this before. If you're on a website, read the couple's profile. There might be things in there you need to know about. You know, there are little things that couples are like, we're only looking for this type of guy. You may or might not fit that criteria. Be respectful.
That's patient. The biggest thing.
Yep.
Respect.
Exactly.
Someone else is going to share their most precious thing with you.
Yeah, don't think that you're doing them a favor because you're not.
Even if you're trying to write to what is hopefully a single woman, you'll get more miles out of respect.
Exactly.
Not like, hey, baby, I got a big cock. I'll fuck you.
Oh, God.
I mean, I send Donna that email every day. I don't get any response.
I got blocked. She's blocked me. Block. What the hell is that?
Some motorcycles going down
the
street.
Jesus Christ. We're 70 feet from the road.
And they got whatever. Wow. Anyway.
Oh,
so,
my God.
But, yeah, be respectful. No matter what. You know, in life, be respectful. Plain and simple. You know, it's a problem. We're not being respectful anymore. But, yeah. And, you know, just know this Friday night, somewhere around probably 8 o'clock.
I'll be getting the bottom knocked out of me.
Donna will be bottom, top, side, front. You know. She'll be out at dinner with some guy who is single. We know that. He's divorced. And, you know.
There you go. I'll be getting my freak on.
There you go.
Or whatever it is.
And yeah. She'll becoming a Boston cream donut. She'll be cream filled.
No, okay, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
No problem with that at all.
So, yeah, who knows? You might be able to go a couple times.
Holy cow, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You never know with these guys. You never know.
Yeah. I think when he doesn't have the pressure of the lights and everything else, you know. So, but anyway. All right, well, again, I want to thank everyone for listening.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
And it is Easter today. So I want to say happy Easter if you celebrate that. Or Passover for the Jewish community and whatever else you might celebrate.
Yeah, I don't even know anymore. I'm going to pretend. Festivus for the rest of us. Oh,
yeah,
no, that's
whatever,
actually Christmas.
Kwanzaakin or something like that.
We don't even know.
Whatever, yeah. So, again, hotwife, DonnaLynn.com. Check out all the places you can find her. Again, email us what the answer to 2+2 is at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. And
he wants to give away some damn spunk lube. Can you tell?
Like, I'm giving you something for free. What the fuck? You know, but for those people who have emailed us, I don't know. I don't think we answered their questions necessarily the way they wanted it, but we answered it our own way.
So. Sometimes I don't know what they're looking for.
And even if you just want to email us just with questions, comments, or whatever, hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. We'll take a listen to that, and we'll see what we do with it. And, so I want to thank you for listening, and have a great week.
Okay, this is Donna Lynn signing off. Happy Easter.